This meeting is now being recorded.
Excellent. Welcome all to our February 15th TICFAC meeting, the telephonic meeting we last met on the 17th. And I'm going to ask Brandy before we move to approve the minutes, I'm going to ask Brandy to take roll and go over any necessary housekeeping items. Brandy?
Thank you, Judge. Judge Conklin?
Yep, I'm here.
Judge Barton?
Here.
Judge Blum?
Here.
Judge Buckley?
Here.
Judge Cope?
Here.
Judge Herman?
Here.
Judge Heinrich?
Here.
Judge Lucas?
Here.
Judge Marginis?
Here.
Judge Marigonda?
Here.
Judge McCabe?
Present.
Ms. Carter?
Here.
Ms. Eberhard?
Here.
Mr. Finke?
Here.
Ms. Fleming? Ms. Flinner?
Here.
Mr. Harrigan?
Here.
Mr. Lewis?
Here.
Mr. Planet? Mr. Roddy? Ms. Romero-Souls? Mr. Taylor?
Here.
Ms. Ugrin Capobianco?
Present.
Mr. Yamasaki?
I'm here, and I believe I have Ms. Fleming's proxy.
Thank you. And I'll run through Mr. Planet or Mr. Roddy. Have you joined? Thank you. Mr. Wardlaw?
Present.
And Mr. Theodorovich?
I am here.
And Judge Gabe, are you on the line as the liaison? Okay, Judge Gabe is going to join us. I think she's the CJA or CJR liaison, but she may be calling in just a few minutes. Brandy, any other housekeeping items?
Just a reminder, the meeting is open to the public and is being recorded. We ask members to identify yourselves prior to speaking for the benefit of all participating, and to please place your phones on mute when not speaking, and please do not place us on hold.
Great. Thanks so much for that. So moving to our first item of business, I would invite a motion to approve the minutes from our January 17th meeting.
David Yamasaki moves approval.
Thank you, David. Second?
Tanya seconds.
I think Brian spoke a split second before Tanya did, so.
Oh, I defer to Tanya.
I need no deference, trust me.
I yield.
Great. Been moved and second the motion that the minutes be approved. Is there any opposition to the minutes being approved? Hearing none, I'll deem the minutes approved. The last I heard, there was no written public comment received for the meeting. Does that hold true?
That's correct.
All right, no written public comment. This concludes the public comment portion of the meeting. So we're now on to our discussion and possible action items, which is the one item on our agenda for today, and that is the adoption of trial court funding priorities for the 2019-2010 budget change proposals. Zlatko's with us. I'm going to ask Zlatko to briefly just summarize, and I'm sure we're all aware, but the process we're going through right now, how it plays into JBBC and the BCPs we have. Zlatko?
Yes, thank you, Judge. As you have on page 5 of your materials, the summary of the survey that was conducted by staff, similar to prior years, and represents the order of which items are in Table 1, which often reflect, you know, sort of similar issues that we've done before. And then Table 2 represents some other items that were raised, but not as widely sort of identified by courts. I think the last time we met, our concern was that in light of the governor's budget, what should we be thinking in terms of a strategy? And in discussing the issue with Judge, we think that it's important that we sort of assume that the budget, not knowing that it's been final clearly and don't have that as in our back pocket, then we think we proceed with the items that have been identified here, but really think about what that means in terms of going forward with the JBBC. So, you know, the process would have each advisory committee looking at its fiscal or BCP needs and ultimately sharing those and up to the JBBC for its review and recommendations to the council for BCPs to be submitted to the Department of Finance at the beginning of September of this year. So what's important for us, I think, is to understand that we need to account for what it is that will be in the final budget. But since we have not initiated our hearings yet, we don't have a sense of where the legislature is going with the governor's proposals. I think we have to maintain a level of flexibility as we contemplate what BCPs to be submitted. I think we're all working hard to ensure that we meet the needs of the courts, and these clearly reflect those sort of core issues as they relate to construction, facility maintenance, revenue stability, trial court operations, judgeships, and technology. Some of the more issues that have come to the fore more recently as it relates to court security, cost of living adjustments, and then number three, the statewide programs sort of acknowledges some issues in the improvement and modernization fund as well. So I think that we took time to pause from the last meeting to think about where we might be going, and I think it's important now that we reconvene that I think we maybe proceed with these items to the JBBC, understanding that there's a need to remain nimble and flexible and responsive to what is occurring in the budget sort of as we're developing next year's with the live budget that's happening for fiscal year 18-19.
Excellent. I appreciate that. So my thought here is and plan is to keep this meeting concise but candid. So I'm not trying to infer that I don't invite, in fact, encourage candid comments about these BCPs, but I think we have before us a pretty welcome challenge, and that is what appears to be a budget that is beneficial to the branch, and I guess not to put too fine a point on it, but trying not to snatch victory or defeat from the jaws of victory, how do we best preserve our BCP concepts, but at the same time move forward and not eliminate the possibility of enhancing those BCPs? So my thought, and I would invite either comments or a motion that we adopt the BCP concepts in Table 1. Now, there is a thought, and I would think that if you look at Table 2, Item 2, the funding for cost of living adjustments, that seems to me to be subsumed in Item 4 off of Table 1, the funding for trial court operations. So I think we could, funding for trial court operations, we could either put a slash on it and then add the words cost of living adjustments, or in parentheses say including cost of living adjustments, and thereby eliminate one of the items from Table 2. I'm just trying to make it a little more concise. Also, go ahead.
This is David. I think that's a great idea if you're opening it up for some comments. I think a few things have changed, things that we have within our control, and it's namely how we're going to address workload allocation funding methodology going forward. And I think folding those two things together would appear to be kind of an easy conclusion to reach. So that would speak to that one item.
Great. I appreciate that. And I want to, and again, I really would like to have any comments or thoughts on this, but I also want to emphasize that, as Zlatko said, we're going to remain nimble on this and remain in constant contact and a pretty clear voice to JBBC about our intent, and that is that we may, hoping for continued optimism and good news on the budget, we're going to stay in constant communication with JBBC. We move these forward to them. As you all know, then they consider quite a few of these, and as the process goes on, we reapproach them to enhance these concepts as money allows. So with that, I think I've said enough as the chair. I don't want to deter anybody else from speaking. I'd invite thoughts.
So, Judge, this is David Yamasaki again. I have just a couple of thoughts. We have obviously been very, very concerned about security and the funding for a period of time. And this is not something that doesn't reveal itself for as long as I've been involved. But in this instance, I think we've taken a position that, where we've had to perhaps take this particular item off the table because of the political capital that is associated with court security funding and the fact that it could potentially draw monies away from court ops, course, it's for the benefit of, you know, directly of the county. So I'm curious to know if that philosophy has changed just a little bit. So that's one topic. The other is, on the surveys that I had seen, there seemed to be more of an emphasis placed on court ops funding as opposed to what is shown here as the top priority for this BCP, and wonder if the desire to be a bit nimble on going forward, if that is something that would be contemplated after the budget has passed. So those are the only two topics that I have, and maybe if you could share with us some thoughts on behind that, that would be great.
Ms. Lotko, any thoughts on that?
Sure, absolutely. In terms of security, David, I mean, yes, when we talked about it in the past, I mean, that was an issue that was discussed at the Judicial Council, and I think we do now have the benefit of the JBBC to have that discussion. I think it seems the issue of court security and a strategy is worth a discussion, as it is becoming, you know, more and more something, as I was noticing on the snapshots as an example, seeing folks identifying security as an issue for them. I think go ahead, Sherry.
Oh, I'm really sorry, Zlatko. When you're on the phone, you cut over each other, and so I apologize. Finish your thought.
So I think it would be a conversation to be had in terms of framing our budget approach. And those issues that David has raised, I think, would still be part of the conversation. But because of it being elevated by some of the courts, it seems something worth at least discussing.
So, Sherry, you were going to say?
So I was just going to say that, while I recognize that security is an issue that we're all facing, in fact, it's been a serious problem from the day I started in Los Angeles with the sheriff indicating him not having enough to provide bailiffs, and, you know, so it's been an issue that we've had to deal with almost daily. I still do not believe it's something that the branch should address as a priority for the branch. Court security is 100% a county responsibility under realignment. So while I don't mind having the conversation, I really don't think we use any of our chits over something that is a county responsibility. It is 100% theirs under realignment. And so if we have an issue on security, I think what we need to do is to perhaps write a joint letter or something from the Chief Justice or something to explain how the lack of funding to the counties, or there needs to be an approach to support the need, but I sure don't want to mix their funding requirement with our needs. So that would be my position on security. The other thing I'll say, and then I'll put you back on mute, is the funding augmentations to revenues. I'm hoping in that we've included the $48 million MOE offset that continues to be a burden to the Trucker Trust Fund, or will be. I know that we were $3.5 million short last year, and I think it's going to continue, especially with the new bill that I know is introduced to expand the amnesty program yet again. So, Blacko, was the idea that funding augmentations to revenues would include the MOE offset?
Yes. Sorry to interrupt, but on page 6, item 3, Sherry, I think is that where it sets that out?
Perfect. Thank you so much. Yes, I see that. That is great. And that's it. Thank you.
Yeah. So one point of clarification, I just want to add, I think my suggestion at this point would be also that we not prioritize these yet. We send them in alphabetically just the way they're listed with the emphasis that's alphabetical, and then wait for them to get back to us, and we can continue to work prioritizing. But, again, I didn't mean to step on anybody's comments. Go ahead, folks.
This is Mike Planet. Just want to let you know I'm signed on a little bit late.
Great. And Judge Gabe, the liaison from CJR, has joined us too. Did I hear somebody
Nancy
else?
Everhart from Nancy Everhart from San Bernardino. I wanted to chime in a little on court security as well, and that is that there's two components to court security, and I absolutely agree with Sherry that we should not advocate as far as the sheriff's portion of court security is concerned, because you know, that's for them, and we need to advocate for ourselves. But there's a second component that happened in 2011 that reimburses the courts for their own security-related costs concerning weapons screening staff. Some courts have court attendants, or some call them blue shirts or white shirts. And that was allocated in 2011. We tried to do a BCP on it in 2014 that didn't go anywhere. There are many courts that are still spending a lot of operations funding on that. So I think we have to think about that second component as well.
I think that's a good point. All right. So, again, I want to make sure everybody has plenty of time to discuss this. My experience with this group tells me that you're all very well read on all of these. And, again, I think we're all pretty much along the same path here, that this is a wait-and-see approach with optimism being the lens that we're viewing this. So I'd invite any additional comments or a motion to approve Table 1 as modified with Item 4, including funding for COLAs, and that would therefore remove that from Table 2.
Hey, Judge Conklin, this is Chad Finke from Alameda. We were one of the courts that put forward an idea about security. And I think, given what we've seen in the governor's budget, obviously security is a big concern for us, and we, in some forum, you know, would love to have the branch have the conversation, and maybe Sherry's idea about some kind of a letter chief is the right one. But I think given what we've seen in the governor's budget, we are certainly prepared, to, you know, kind of deprioritize, security as a BCP concept, because it doesn't really seem to, you know, align with what we think is in the budget. So I just, you know, for whatever that's worth, I tend to agree that now would not be the right time, and this may not be really the appropriate vehicle for, trying to address the court security stuff, even though we were one of the courts that initially put it forward as a concept.
I appreciate that, Chad. Thanks.
Judge Conklin, this is Judge Blum. I'll make that motion that we adopt Table 1 with the amendment to Item 4.
All right. Thank you, Judge.
Buckley, second.
Okay. Buckley, second. So the motion is to adopt the BCPs in alphabetical order from Table 1 with Item 4 amended to include Item 2 from Table 2. And these then would be sent to JBBC, again, with the plan that we would work closely with JBBC as budget dollars are clarified. Any additional comments or thoughts on the motion as made and seconded? Okay, I've waited, I've paused, I hear no comments. So considering we're all on the phone, is there any opposition to the motion to approve Table 1 and Table 2 as noted with the amendment? I've waited, I've paused, I hear no opposition, so as the chair, I'm going to...
Randy, sorry, I believe Table 2 was not part of the motion, it was just Table 1 amended with Item 4 to include COLAs.
Okay. So Table 2 just being the BCPs that received additional comment but not additional votes. The thought is, so I want to make sure we're clear on this, that the Table 2 does not need to be included to be sent to JBBC?
Correct. This is Judge Blum. That was the intent of my motion.
Okay, and I think that's consistent with the comments I've heard, especially what folks have said about court security, and now that Item 2 is off Table 2, Table 2 is essentially vacant. So for clarification, I'm going to give everybody a chance. I'll open it back up again either for comment or opposition, that the motion is Table 1 being sent to JBBC with the amendment to Item 4. Any comments, concerns about that, and any opposition to that motion? Thanks for that clarification, Brandy. Therefore, the motion is made and seconded to send Table 1 to JBBC as noted, is approved. And that's the only item on our agenda. Is there any items of general concern or good of the order at this point for anybody on the call besides wanting to have some time for lunch?
So, Judge, it's Lucy. I just want to make some statements about how we will proceed staff-wise just to check the committee's okay.
Great.
So we will mirror the prior year's submissions updated for current year information for the court construction, the facility maintenance, the funding augmentations to revenues, and trial court ops. For the judgeships, I will assume we would also do 10 again this year, similar to last year. And then for the technology, I'm thinking an approach would be to see the priorities that the Judicial Council Technology Committee determine and have the tick back weigh in on those priorities later on in the year.
I think especially with technology, and I agree with those suggestions, Lucy, Justice Slough, I think, is very effective there, and we've worked very well with her committee in doing exactly as you propose. I'm sort of waiting for their input before we fashion any type of comment. Any thoughts about Lucy's proposal about how we actually, how staff puts this together? Okay. I appreciate that from everybody. This meeting's been relatively short, but I want to make sure everybody's had a chance to be heard about any other items. Brandy, I know you're still on the call. Windsor, do we have another tickback meeting on schedule?
April 5th.
And that's anticipated to be in person?
Correct, in San Francisco.
Okay. So pencil that in, folks. I think it'd be good to have a face-to-face by then. By then, I think we'll have hopefully some more good budget progress, and look forward to seeing everybody then.
And just to give some people some good news, we'll add it to the Sacramento meeting, not San Francisco. I got a little hopeful.
That's good news to Fresno. And someday we'll have this in Fresno. I know I keep promising that, but I know you guys are all so excited to come here. So don't worry, I haven't forgotten.
Not unless you're taking us all in and out.
I'm ready to bring the trailer to the court. So.
Oh, sounds good.
All right, everybody. Thanks so much for your attendance, all your hard work. We'll all be in touch. Take care.
Thank you.
Thank you.
The host has left the meeting. So at this time, the meeting will come to an end. Thank you, and goodbye.